name is John Mullinger with Premier Guitar in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm with Kelly Deal of the Breeders. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, John.
So, okay, cool little tidbit that many of you may not know. You began as a drummer, actually.
Yes, I did. That's what I played ever since I was like 8 years old. I was on the drums. And I took lessons and everything. My teacher was a student of the asshole.
Everybody oh, had, narrow it down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The tape. Yeah, Buddy Rich. Thank
Buddy
you.
Buddy Rich.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah.
He was
okay.
a student. Yeah.
Okay, he was an asshole.
It's terrible that people know that. Did you guys used to swap tapes back in the day of Buddy Rich?
Sure.
Reaming out his. Yeah, the
Buddy.
Bus rides.
Yeah.
Bus rides with Buddy. Is that what that's called?
That's, yeah. If
Famous.
You've not seen them or heard them, rather, they're great. And
yeah.
to think about the band member that recorded those, how terrified he must have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so originally you and your sister were drafted into the Pixies, right?
Yes. Charles and Kim split the airline flight for me to fly to Boston from Dayton, Ohio, where I was working as a defense contractor with a top secret clearance. So I flew to Boston and stayed with them and heard some songs and stuff. And the one thing that was immediately clear to me is that I hadn't touched any drums for like 10 years. And the songs were amazing,
yeah.
they were great, and they needed an actual drummer. And that was the one gift to the Pixies that I could do, is to say no.
You've made them what they are today.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's all me, man. Yeah.
That's great. And then guitar, and then the Breeders.
Then Kim started the Breeders, and you know, we had been playing music, obviously, for years and years.
Sure.
And I had a full-time job. But when it came time to record an EP called Safari, that's when I was able to say, ask my work, I really want to go do this. Can I get 4 days off to go to New York and do some recording? So that's what started it. And then I think the following year I quit the job and we toured with Nirvana. So it was very quick, yeah, for
God,
me.
Not a bad start.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
And, okay, I love getting the history, but I know our demographic is all about gear, so
yeah.
Let's talk about this. Is this your number one or just the one you happen to be holding right now? You're touring with two guitars?
Two guitars and that's it. And because we do a lot of, we're kind of like art rock.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally,
so
yeah.
I need two guitars that are gonna do a lot of different things for me. And they need to be very different. This Les Paul is meant to be a replacement to the gold top that Joey used to play in the Pixies, because
right.
it was Kim's guitar and he played it. And then she took it back and we played it in the Breeders for a while. I played it, it was my guitar. And then she took it and started playing it. I'm like, oh, I need a guitar. And most Les Pauls that I would pick up just weren't the same.
Sure.
It didn't sound. Tommy Tyler, our old guitar tech, found this in Philadelphia. It was a custom guitar that never got picked up. And he was in a guitar shop, or he knew somebody, and was playing around for it and said, this is what you need to replace the gold top. And now my guitar actually sounds better than her gold top.
Nice.
It's true.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and that gold top,
yeah,
tell her that. I think it's over there.
It's right there. Yeah. It's the one.
Okay.
Now, here's what this guitar does for me that no other guitar can do. It's to support main leads, like pod leads, or for really big power chords.
Sure.
And for like Tanya Donnelly, who played the guitar on pod, she used metal, what's that metal? Metal?
The Travis
Little
Bean
black one, no, the Boss metal.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Metal what?
Yeah, metal.
Not metal zone.
Metal list.
No. Heavy metal. Heavy metal pedal, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, heavy metal pedal.
Yeah,
there we go.
But I don't take that on the road, because
sure.
And I just use a digital delay with this on B, and it's like.
Big.
Gives a little bit of that little metal taste in your mouth.
Sure.
You know, a little,
That's actually a good description.
Yeah.
It really is kind
yeah.
of a metal taste to your mouth.
And then just kind of big leads, and that's it for this guitar.
And is it stock as you bought it, or have you made any modifications?
I have not made anything, any mods at all, except for just continually breaking this. Always play on rhythm. I really like dark tones.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful. Gosh, I love
that.
Yeah,
it's really
finish.
Pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, fabulous.
I'm gonna do a costume change.
Perfect. Okay, we'll wait.
Okay.
talk amongst yourself during this change?
This is good for stuff. New Year from Last Splash is really good. Pod stuff.
So you change as the song kind of dictates.
As the song dictates, exactly.
Okay, cool, good.
This is my Stratocaster. I got it as a Christmas gift. In 91 from Kim, it was my very first guitar.
Wow,
yeah,
good present.
Under the tree. And it looked like that red guitar. Do you want to bring that over? And we'll do a, thank you, Josh.
A little, Josh?
Josh
is a little camera shy right now. Okay, so here, it's the bolt before and after.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, this is great. I think these, okay, you know what?
Do you know what's different about this?
Well.
This got stolen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, off the stage in Olympia, Washington, right after a show. Olympia, Washington. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you can put that one back down now.
Josh, here you go.
Thank you.
Come on, Josh, get on camera, man. He's not going to do it.
That was it 91 or 92? With Josephine, was it 91 or 92? Do you remember? Huh?
Two.
Got stolen off the stage by some little shit kid, and he just split. He ran down the thing, went to the stage, grabbed his guitar, and split. I didn't see it again for a year. The cats from Nirvana, a lot of people from like the band, Kurt and Courtney were there, and some other techs and things were at the show that night. So they had their eyes out for me. And after all this damage, and I don't know if you can get a close up of taking this varnish off and like jamming it, and see this odd paint?
Right.
Okay. And there's a serial number, just as pretty as can be. So somebody took this into either a pawn shop or a guitar shop, and they called, it was on a list.
That's
and
amazing.
I got it back.
Wow.
And it's really precious to me.
And it's kind of cooler than ever.
Exactly,
you know?
Right?
Good, yeah, some noble battle scars.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so this is more of a rhythmish guitar, but it's gotta be kind of multi-purpose because there's a song called No Aloha, which I play a slide on. And it has to, so the action has to be really super high. You know, so that makes it challenging.
Aloha. That's great.
Yeah, and it makes it challenging to then try to play a rhythm with this high.
Sure.
These have 10s, my Gibson has 11s.
What brand strings do you play?
I don't know.
Okay.
Josh! He doesn't know either.
Okay,
Long ones.
That's some tech you got there.
They're what? Ernie's? Ernie Ball.
Okay, Ernie Ball. Okay.
What else?
But again, this is, other than the abuse, it's all stock, looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
patina.
Yeah, patina.
Yeah, gently relic.
That's Josephine with the English accent off. Shouting from the peanut gallery, yes. Yeah,
beautiful.
So yeah, it's more of a rhythm guy and stunt. Like I said, it's got a whammy bar, which is good for the SOS song off of Last Splash that we do that has a whammy. What else is this really good for? A different.
Yeah, great to have those two very different flavors.
Very different, and they both, you can do a lot with them.
Yeah.
Like, I do have I love my Mustang.
Oh, cool.
It's at home. It doesn't travel with me just because it does one thing, and it does one thing really, really well. But if you want to try to do anything else, it's just like an asshole.
Yeah, and hard to travel with like a one-trick pony. Like
yeah,
that.
I mean, why? And plus, oh my God, the different, I'm going to demonstrate here on this, for my Strat, anytime I put my Strat on, I go to this EQ back here, on top of my amp.
Actually, this is a good segue. We can talk a little bit about pedals and amps.
Yeah.
Let's start with this cool EQ pedal. So this is a Boss GE7 equalizer.
Yeah, okay. And it's just flat. And I put it on just to boost the signal for the poor sound guy.
Sure.
If I go over here, and Josephine and Kim and I talk about this a lot, if I go over here in between songs and try to adjust both my volume and my gain, I will sit here like I just smoked a joint going, wait, that sound could be a little better. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, is that could be better? You know, that kind of thing. And it's just constantly like, is that too loud? Is it right?
So
and it's a rabbit hole.
Gives you a quick like way of matching volume?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so that's the main thing. It's a volume matcher.
Okay, cool. And let's hear about this very cool garish gold Marshall.
Garish?
Well, fancy. I don't know. Is garish too much?
So.
Flashy?
Flashy. There you go.
Yeah.
Sunny. How about sunny?
Sunny.
Classy, yeah, and sunny.
Classy as shit.
Here's the thing, is that we did Lollapalooza in 94, and we were playing at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So that means we were guaranteed not to have any cool ambience or any kind of light show. Sure. So we thought to ourselves, how can we make the show look good, the stage look interesting? Yeah. So we thought if we painted everything metallic gold, and if the sun came in, it would shine and things could be, you know, a little bit of movement or texture or something in there. I thought it was a really cool idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So Jim McPherson, our drummer, he knew somebody who was able to paint all of this. It's car paint, right?
Oh, really?
It's automobile paint. He painted both all of the heads and the cabs and Josephine's head and cab. And then I ended up getting this monster instead of the other. I don't know what happened to my old cab, my gold cab.
Gear comes and goes, I get it, yeah.
You know what though? I have every piece of everything that I've ever had and I'm never throwing anything away or giving it away. It's really weird, yeah. I don't get rid of anything. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why I'm really particular about what I bring into my, it's like owning a cat.
Sure.
It's like, if I'm going to adopt the cat, I've got to really be there for
right.
it.
So
right. So take it seriously.
Sure. And this is a JCM 900?
Yes.
And yeah. like early 90s-ish?
Yes. Yeah. It was new back then. And
wow. High miles on this.
Yeah. And they're workhorses, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
great.
That's the thing, too, about, like, at least for live stuff, with what we do, spanning decades of material, you need something that's going to translate from album to album without being too particular. Like, I'm not gonna travel with a Fender. You know, it's a great Fender.
Sure.
And that's what you got, you know? But, and you also get shocked, but that's another story.
Sure.
So that's really nice to just have kind of regular kind of gear for me and then color it with other stuff.
Ooh, you know what? And that's the perfect segue to pedals. Let's talk about this.
Come on over
pedal
here.
Board. Come on over.
This side right here are my guitar pedals.
Okay.
And
so it starts
tuner.
With this tuner, okay,
yeah.
with the Boss TU-2, standard of the industry. Okay, great.
My Tube King.
Oh, cool.
Which I've had since, oh my gosh, 93 or so?
Wow, great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And it actually has a tube in it.
Yes, it does.
Have you ever had to change that tube?
No, never have. The only thing I've had to do is the DC back there is really weak. So a guy, Tim, from Centerville Music back home, has made a stronger DC connection for me back there.
Cool.
The next thing I have is an Earthquaker. I'm sure you know all about
those sure,
guys.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Akron, great. Ohio.
Your home, home state,
exactly.
Anyway.
So this is an Afterneath pedal by Earthquaker.
What does
we'll
that
get
do?
To that. Should we do that one now?
Why not?
Let's
I
do
mean,
it.
If it's okay with you, I'm curious. I'd like to hear it in order. That'd be great.
There's a new song on the album, All Nerve. It's called Metagoth. And it's a very, I don't know, spooky. And when it's really loud and stuff and really, it just sounds gorgeous and it just goes for days.
Wow.
It's really beautiful, yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, and I have that on two songs on the new record. It's really pretty.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Tube
Love
King
that.
Is just...
Sure.
Well, sorry, I got a different tuning here.
Yeah.
So that sounded weird.
But kind of cool nonetheless.
I did.
Big. I loved it.
Then we got the delay, which we've talked about. It just
sure, yeah.
Basic Boss
Straight
delay.
Straight Boss DD3, okay. Standard of the industry again.
Now, I've got a Hall of Fame reverb. That space is open. I'm still investigating that.
Okay.
It's here now.
Okay.
It's had
a placeholder. It may or may not stay.
It's had a Holy Grail there.
Okay.
It's had the Earthquaker Ghost Echo there. Sure. So that position is, sure. It's my Tinder yeah. of reverb. Okay. I'm swiping.
Sure.
I'm just swiping on it, man. I'm looking for something okay. good, you know?
So some lucky reverb
may have a relationship.
Okay, good.
Right now we're just dating.
All right, good, I get it.
So then the last thing is just the EQ, another boost sure. for just lead bits when yeah. I, you know.
Do you ever run that in conjunction with the Tube King, the boost and the...
Oh, yeah.
Give you a little more is more.
Yeah, okay. Well, on one song, on SOS, that one song, it's just how much can it get? To try to catch, make some feedback sing, which some nights it does, some nights it doesn't.
Sure.
And I could probably incorporate more pedals to make that happen, like a pog, and try to get octaves going. And I did that last time, and I was so exhausted with all the choices, I just couldn't do it.
Right.
So I'm not doing that this time.
So do you ever just stomp on everything at the end of the show and just let things
No,
erupt?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Yeah. All right. Not on purpose.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And then. Shut up, Jim. Drummers.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And then the last little bit is if we do, Do You Love Me Now? That's the only tremolo that I use on Last Splash.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a cool deep one. That's.
No, I have pedal envy. Josephine has the best tremolo.
Although that is a good sounding tremolo. That's, yeah, the PN2, I don't think they make those anymore.
Wait, I'm giving Josephine a dirty look.
Oh, she's coming in.
Oh God, here she comes.
It's the
Brentone
Control.
Is it back on me now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, anyway, so that's guitar.
Okay, fabulous. And then over here, a secondary board.
For vocals. I have my own little combo, little rock combo that I do called R-Ring. And this is where I've developed this vocal thing. It's where you show up at a club, different nights, no sound guy. You don't want to be dependent on, I want delay on this, but just so. And I want a long reverb on this vocal. So instead of messing with all that, I mix my own vocal. And I really like guitar pedals on my vocals. So I've got a beautiful digital reverb pedal here. It does both verb and delay.
Cool.
And yep. I've got a Holy Grail there. And I've got another Afterneath pedal, a Ghost Echo.
Oh, cool.
And those things I can work in and out. And this Voco Loco is something that helps with the gain that I can give to the front of house without it feeding back or without it, because the impedance and all that.
Yeah, that's
Josh,
great.
Josh, impedance! No, just kidding. Okay, so, but do you want to hear it? I don't know if you can.
Are the monitors on?
No, that's fine.
Okay, well,
sounds like
you know what? Come to the show, gang.
Like.
You can hear it in real life.
Perfect.
I love the whole DIY thing, you know, that you just, you know, do it. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a sound man to do that for you. That's too cool.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. A pleasure meeting you.
Nice meeting you, John.
Yeah, and till next time. Okay, now I'm with Josephine Wiggs of the Breeders. Josephine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure.
Let's start with this very cool bass.
Well, as you just heard from Kelly, this is actually from the Lollapalooza 94, and we were in all of our gear had been painted gold for the reasons that Kelly explained.
Sure.
And we were doing the rehearsal day in Vegas before the Lollapalooza kicked off, and our sound person said, "You don't have a spare bass, do you?" Because up until then we'd just been touring with one bass.
Really?
Yeah. And it was a red Music Man, the older version that only had the two band EQ.
Sure.
And so in something of an emergency, we went downtown to a music store in Vegas to try and find a music man as a backup. And they, and the only one that they had was in natural wood finish, and which I did not particularly like. And the guy at the store said that he knew someone who did auto respraying, and he took it to his friend and they sprayed it gold, including the headstock.
I love that. And it's so cool because you can actually see the ash natural finish underneath it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Because usually like a gold finish is so heavy, you can't see anything. I love that. Wow.
Yeah.
With that, that was...
So this is for, this is 93, which of course is vintage now.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Even though it was bought, you know, I bought it new, it is now a vintage.
Oh, that's great. So would this be your number one today? Was, is this your favorite?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I just recently got this.
Ooh, wow, that's sexy.
And I got that because for the last Splash reunion tour that we did, towards the end of the month of touring, we started to incorporate songs from the Breeders' first album, Pod, which I had recorded with my Rickenbacker. And we, when we did our London show, we played all of Last Splash as our the main set, and then we came back, and the encore, we played the whole of Pod.
Wow. And start to finish order.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
And so I brought my Rickenbacker out on tour in order to do that. And but when we were, it's a 1976 Burgundy 4001, and I really didn't want to bring it out on the road
for the amount
yeah, exactly.
Right.
For the amount of touring that we were going to be doing and the flying that we were going to be doing.
Yeah.
So I was in Nashville last spring. I was doing a project over at the 21C Art Museum and Hotel.
Okay.
And doing an installation there, an art installation.
An art project.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
With my friend, the painter Sebastian Bremer.
So you're so a painter as well?
No. I was collaborating with him on the project. Which was basically, the 21C hotel chain, they invite people to curate a room.
Oh.
So, and they've done several of them. And so my friend Sebastian and I were staying over in the hotel downtown.
Yes, exactly.
And his idea was that the bedroom was going to be a painting studio. And the living room, it was a suite in the hotel, the living room would be a music studio. So we bought all the equipment. We bought guitars and amps and microphones and a recording setup so that anybody that was staying in the hotel could record something or have their friends over and have a jam.
Yeah.
You know, so,
right.
And the architect that was working with us on this project, in fact, you can go over and see the room. You can go over and ask to see it. It's pretty fantastic, I have to say.
I can't wait. I've got to see it.
Yeah, you should go over there. And the architect that was working with us at the time, he had the hot rod red version of this space, and which he had in his hotel room, and he lent it to me while I was staying there. And I liked it so much that I thought about getting one, and I looked and looked and looked because I really wanted to get the sunburst version.
Yeah.
They're perhaps the hardest ones to find, actually.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
This is a Japanese 2011, I think, which is almost vintage by now, isn't it? Yeah, so this is the Made in Japan version of it. And even though it's not really a direct substitute, this is my substitute for the Rickenbacker on tour.
Sure.
So
really skinny neck, right?
Really, yeah. It's like when I was borrowing my friend Nico's. As soon as I picked it up, it was so fun to play, and that hadn't happened to me in a long time, yeah. Of picking up an instrument and it just making you want to play.
Sure.
And so that's why I really wanted to get one.
Very cool. So
it's like super deep tone as well.
Yeah. Do you use these weird mysterious switches up there?
At the moment I'm not using it.
Yeah, I've never figured out what those do
exactly. It makes it so bassy.
Right. It's like a mud switch.
I would use it, but for what we're doing now on stage, it would frighten people if
sure.
I were to turn that on. And I don't want to frighten anyone more than necessary at this stage of the
sure.
proceedings.
Sure.
So, every once in a while in soundcheck, I'll flip that switch and just, you know.
Freak them out.
Yeah. No, well, no one else is here.
Yeah, right.
It's just me and Josh, Jeremy, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe Jim.
So do you change on the song or just change when you feel like it or just change when something goes wrong?
No, the specific songs that I'm using for this or this.
Yeah, the flavor to fit the song.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. And then over here you have your tried and true Ampeg.
It's true. The head actually is not the head from Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
If Kelly had glanced across to my side of the stage once in a while, she would have noticed that this is not painted gold. So this was replaced at some point in the dark, dark 90s.
Yeah.
And this is a new reissue of the classic, I guess.
Sure.
Or maybe it's not the classic, it's the CL.
Yeah, the SVT.
It's the CL.
Okay, great.
So,
and then running with your old original cab.
This is the original cab, yeah.
Yeah, I do love the gold paint. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, just recently I was somewhere where we were renting Backline, and it was like a super brand new 8x10 cabinet, so it was all black like this, and I was like, maybe I like the look of that better. So.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen, I can tell you.
Well, yeah. When that one finally just explodes or disintegrates, then you'll move that.
It's true. The only thing that's happened to this is that we had to replace the wheels because they'd got so bent that they wouldn't roll anymore.
That's right.
It's a pair of wheels on the back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, roll thing. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
High miles on those wheels.
Totally.
Yeah. And I love the crow back there. That's great. Nevermore.
That's also from Metagoth, the song that Kelly was talking about earlier.
Oh yeah,
that's
with the like crazy sound,
it's like
right?
The nod to goth there with the crow.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, well that's an easy enough setup. It's a strong crow. Love that crow. Well, let's talk about this pedal board.
All right. Well, as you can see, my pedal board is not as exciting as Kelly's.
But looks very excited to me. I'm excited to hear this.
The first one, of course, is just the classic Boss TU-2 chromatic tuner.
Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
And next to that is the GEB-7 bass equalizer.
Sure.
Which I am really just using in the way that Kelly uses her EQ pedal to level out the gain from the two basses.
Sure, match levels when you change instruments. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a quick, great way of doing
that's
it.
That's right. So that's really all that's doing, even though I am actually adding a little bit of 4K.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
And then next to that is a delay pedal. It's just a Boss delay pedal.
Sure. Yeah, it looks
and that
like
just gets used on one song, the title track of All Nerve, which Kim's original idea for that song was that it was going to be like a kind of 80s throwback, like Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Oh sure, love
and
that.
And so she wanted me to use a delay in order to make the bass more like a. I don't know, more like a machine bass.
Yeah. Can we hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's great. And so you basically just set it and forget it. Have it right at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
And then hope that everybody else is playing in time with it.
Yeah, hope the drummer doesn't move.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, the beat is here.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, great.
And then next to that is the Ampeg SCRDI, which is, it's two things in one. It's a, this side of it is like a, I think it's like a sort of a preamp DI with a three-band EQ. And it also has the ultra-low and ultra-high buttons in the same, it's got the same configuration as the Ampeg head.
Yeah, in fact, these, I know a lot of very Ampeg loyal people that will bring these to sessions, sans
yes,
amp, and
that's
just
right.
run directly that, into them.
That's really why I got it, because I thought it would be useful for recording in a situation where I haven't got that.
Sure.
And it's also great because you can use it as a, it's got an aux in line, so you can plug your iPod or phone into
oh,
it.
Oh, very cool.
And headphones. To use it for practicing.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the way I'm using it right now is because it's got the section called the scrambler, which is gives you overdrive.
Ooh, let's hear that.
So, or I'll do it without.
Love it, just a little bit of fuzz on it,
yeah.
But the notes are still distinct enough.
And it's hard to get a good fuzz on the bass without losing power. Usually you just, it loses all its
definition.
Yeah,
yeah, there's like no point to some of those. Yeah, well that sounds great.
And then finally is the Frantone Peach Fuzz, which is a really nice, it's a bass, it's meant for bass, to give you fuzz on the bass, but it's soft. It's like a soft distortion fuzz.
Okay, let's do a little taste test.
Well, that's actually not in line right now.
Oh, that's...
It's just on there as a kind of a... Just in case something happens to this.
Oh, okay.
But this is more aggressive, and it's more appropriate for the
sure.
things that I'm using it on now. So this one, I'm sorry to say, has been relegated to the, what should we say, back room.
Sure, maybe later.
But it is, it's a fantastic pedal. In fact.
I just love the look of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of her pedals are great.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Sure.
Yeah, till next time.
Perfect.
Hey everybody, thanks for watching the latest Rig Rundown. Guess what? Every week we upload a brand new Rig Rundown to PremierGuitar.com a full week before it's available here on YouTube. So to get your gear fix as soon as humanly possible, go to PremierGuitar.com/Rig Rundown. And while you're there, be sure to sign up to get an email notification so you're the first to know as soon as each week's new Rig Rundown is available. Cheers, see you soon.